Et à présent, la suite s'annonce aussi captivante, puisque nous allons accueillir Lisa et Alexandra, deux Norvégiennes qui passeront un an en France et qui vont nous raconter leurs expériences.
Hello, I'm Alexandra, and yeah, I'm one of the Norwegians that go here. We're on a one-year exchange program, and we're currently in première. And we're here to learn French.
Yeah, so our program consists that during the weekdays, we stay at the internat at our school. And during the weekends and holidays, we stay with our host families. And together with our host families, we had a lot of great experiences. Like they've taken us to, for example, Mont Saint-Michel, to Bretagne, to Paris. And we have just had a lot of different lifestyles from what we're used to in Norway.
Mm-hmm. And I have tried lots of new sports with my host family. For example, kitesurf, surfing, skimboard. And I've started badminton every week, and it's very fun.
And my host family is pretty different from most families because they're an actual host family. Like, they take in foster kids. So right now, they have 4 foster kids living with them. And 5, I guess, including me. And then their youngest son, he comes home in the weekends because he studies at the University of Caen. So right now, during the weekends, we are 8 people in one household, which can be a lot. And they have a goat, some chicken, 5 cats, and a tiny little donkey.
My host family is not like that. They're just, they are not a host family. I'm the first person they've taken in as a host family. And they have 2 children, one of them that goes in my class. And so I'm the third child. And the parents are there in the weekends. And one of them travels for work, the dad. So he's there every other week. And they have 3 cats.
So coming to France, we have had a lot of struggles, especially with the language. As at the beginning of the year, our French skills were not that evolved, and English isn't the most spoken language in France. So we've had our struggles socializing, we had our struggles with school, because everything is in French, and you kind of come into this whole new system, this whole new curriculum, and you're so behind on the language, and you don't understand anything in class. It was horrible, but fun, you know? It was interesting.
Yeah, and as Lisa said, it was hard with the socializing, so we had some difficulties making friends in the beginning, but then we got better in French, and we met these beautiful people, and it's much better now. But something else we struggle a little bit with is the social norms are different. For example, when you greet someone, you kiss them on the cheek. That's not at all normal in Norway. We keep our distance, so that was different, but not bad.
We have also had a lot of fun experiences. Like, in total, with this program, we are 7 Norwegian girls in Normandy. So there are 3 girls living in Caen and 2 girls in Argentan. And the first semester, we had French courses with the University of Caen. So we would go every Wednesday, and we would meet up with them, have the classes, and then afterwards we had some free time before we all had to go back to our cities.
And as we have also gone to other cities with the other exchange students, the Norwegian exchange students. So we've been to Rouen together, and we visited each other, some of us. But Lisa and I, we have also had some interesting experiences ourselves. For example, here in Coutances, on the local Carrefour, we tried to make a pizza in like a pizza oven they have here. But then the pizza started burning, and it wasn't our fault. It wasn't our fault, I swear. And Lisa, she tried to like ask for help from the cashier, but she didn't know the word for smoke, so she just said, "Il y a beaucoup de ouh." So that was interesting, but it was okay. We survived. It didn't burn down.
And we got a replacement pizza thanks to a random lady coming into the store and arguing on our behalf.
So thank you.
Thank you. As she realized we did not speak any French.
or not a lot, at least. And we've also experienced something on another Carrefour here in Coutances, the bigger one. We were just looking for juice, and then... And then there are like 15 people dressed as Mario and Luigi. This was during the Carnival in Granville. So they were going there after we learned afterwards. But we have totally forgot it. So I tried to take like a little sneak picture. And I think they saw me because afterwards they asked if I wanted to take a photo with them, one Mario and one Luigi.
And Alexandra, she was super confused, didn't understand what was happening. So I pushed her into the picture and told him to take the picture with her. And they did it. So we have some beautiful pictures of her with some random Marios and Luigis. And then later we were going to the cash register to pay and we passed the whole group, like all 15 of them. And again, I pushed Alexandra right in to take some pictures. And she, we got some of the best pictures ever. Her being confused, embarrassed, with a bunch of Luigis and Marios in the background.
Yeah, they were like posing like they were on a rap album. And it was great. And they asked if we were going to the carnival as well, but we had to go back to the internat. And funny story about that. One time we were after we had done our courses in Caen, at the beginning of the first semester, we got back a little late. We had told that we were going to be late because we had to do something with the others. So we came back at 8:35, which was 5 minutes after we had planned with Viscodar. So the gates were closed and we tried to call so many people and both the school and we kind of panicked and no one answered when we rang the doorbell. And we were even contemplating like sleeping outside because we didn't know what to do and we didn't want to bother our host families because it was the beginning, so we didn't know them too well. So we decided to climb over the gates to to the teachers.
So I was the first one to climb over the gate, and the moment I land, a lot of lights just turn on immediately. So I panic. I told Alessandra to hurry up, and we ran and we hid behind a building for like 5 minutes straight until we realized no one is coming. So then we just wandered back to the internat and we ate dinner as if nothing ever happened.
So this is actually a secret, so don't tell anybody, because we don't want to get in trouble, but we didn't know, so we hope it's going to be okay. Very sorry, Mr. Principal. Overall, we're very happy we decided to exchange here. It's been a great experience. We've learned French, and we've gotten to know so many good people, good friends, amazing host families.
And overall, it's just an amazing experience. And in my personal opinion, probably one of the best choices I've ever made.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup, Lisa et Alexandra. Est-ce que je peux me permettre de vous poser une dernière question?
Oui, bien sûr.
Je crois que vous avez été assez surprise du système scolaire français. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous en dire un petit mot?
Bah, pour moi, une première, c'est que le système scolaire en Norvège, par exemple, on a beaucoup plus de liberté dans notre travail et dans les cours. Par exemple, le professeur ne parle pas beaucoup et c'est nous, on fait des recherches tout seul et après on doit présenter et écrire un texte.
Normalement, c'est le professeur, il commence avec une petite présentation sur le thème et après on a travail qu'on fait tout seul et parfois on peut décider si on veut écrire un texte ou faire une présentation sur le sujet mais c'est très on a beaucoup de liberté comme Lisa a dit de venir ici et c'est le professeur qui parle tout le temps et on n'a pas vraiment compris au début, c'était un peu difficile mais ça va maintenant et oui.
J'imagine. Et vous m'avez dit aussi en off qu'en Norvège, vous apprenez à pêcher, à vous débrouiller dans la nature, etc. Vous le faites dès l'école maternelle?
Je pense que ça dépend d'école. Par exemple, moi, j'étais dans une école qui était vraiment, c'était sur un lac et dans la montagne. Donc on était beaucoup en dehors, on avait appris de pêcher, on a appris, mais même là, en école maternelle, j'ai appris de faire un petit feu. Et...
Moi, j'ai pas appris ça, mais mon école maternelle, c'était dans la ville. Donc on n'avait pas beaucoup de choses comme ça. Prêt, mais on avait une semaine qu'on a été dans les un autre lieu entier, j'ai oublié le nom, mais on a pêché, fait de randonnée et juste appris beaucoup de choses, différents poissons, des autres trucs comme ça.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Radio Charlady, direct du lycée Lebrun à Coutances, sur le 87.7 FM, sur www.zonedonde.org, de 10h à 16h.